Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Got problems already. Oh my goodness, we got problems already. But hey, welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, Comic Cafe. Stick with us. We gonna get it together. We definitely gonna get it together, because I got some nice music for you guys tonight. Comic Cafe, this is the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you are deserved. Hopefully, if this song loaded right, I got some new Boosie Badass for y'all. Did you know he has a blues album out?
No.
Yeah. He has a blues album out. I think it's called Boosie Cafe. I got some of that for you guys.
Nice.
Got a nice little lineup. Let's see. What else do we got tonight as we wait for our system to correct itself? Hello.
Well, you know, we always got the who's bumping who and who's getting fat and that monstrous weather report. And anybody who laid down on that couch to get, you know, some Common Cafe advice.
Right. But this time of year, you got to leave your shoes on. You can't have the whole motherfucking studio smell like Fritos because your motherfucking corn chips is curling. I'm just saying. So, let's see. Tonight, we want to help y'all get through y'all stress through the week. We don't want you to get 30 days. Call in and put your coworker on blast. Don't give them stitches. So let me see, what do I got for y'all to help y'all woosha? Remember, it's not dancing around here. We're trying to help y'all step up out that stress. So, matter of fact, we're going to start it off a little different. We're going to do it a little something-something like this. This one right here goes out to all the young men in the world. I'm saying, I'm just reaching out to talk to you, bruh. Check this one out. Justin Timberlake. It's called Young Man. Comic Cafe.
Yeah.
We love y'all.
Four, two, four, 243-9649 to Woosa.
Let me get the picture. If you want a woman that's good, you gotta clear your system. And it's alright if you need to cry, you got my permission. You can do anything in the world if you listen like a young man. Sit down, let me tell you how it's supposed to be, how they told me. Say, young man, if you wanna make God smile, make plans, you got to be ready. To be ready, you don't understand. Right now, you're a young man.
Like we said, we're trying to help y'all get through the week and not bust somebody's forehead. Don't bust until you see the white meat. Rest in peace to the great Bernie Mac. So I, Miss Unbelievable, let's go ahead and jump into Monstrous Radio weather report. Tell the people what how it's looking all around our little Monstrous Radio hotspots, and then we'll touch on a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight.
All right. So we got our weather in Miami. It's 65 with rain. Kansas City is 38. Los Angeles is 64. Phoenix is 68. San Juan is 77. Dallas is 55. New York is 44 with rain. Atlanta is 50. Paris is 50 with rain. London is 50 with rain. And Minneapolis is 30. So we got some rain, we got some warm temps, and it's Monsters Radio Comic Cafe weather report. There you have it.
Okay, there it is, there it is. So I, as you know, like we said, this is the only cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you are deserved. A few things that we're going to talk about tonight, but before we get to that, I just want to say to all you youngins out there, I'm just saying, if your mom's right now is between the age of 36 and 44, don't be trying your mama, because Tupac, Biggie, and Dr. Dre raised her, and she going to handle your little ass. I'm just saying, that's a meme that I put up today, and I find that funny as hell. I chuckled all morning when I seen that. That's a good one. Do you think
I chuckled
music-
too.
Do you think music kind of influenced us, you know what I mean, us OGs today? Do you think how we, the music that we grew up on kind of, I don't know, raised us to be a certain kind of way? But go ahead, say what your comment was first.
Oh, I chuckled today because when I read that, I just sometimes feel like when I be listening to Tupac and Biggie and all them songs, like back in the day, mm-hmm. It just make you be like, yeah. Say something to me. Say something. I dare you. I'm going to smack the spit out your mouth and say something. I dare you. So, like, we was raised on, you know, that music was a source of empowerment for me. Where, you know, it had a message, and I just loved their message. Like, you know, Tupac's Dear Mama. You know, everybody can relate to that Dear Mama. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can relate to the beats. So, I don't know. Because I work at a school, and the bus came back because there was a fight on the bus, and all you saw was everybody sitting down, and all I'm hearing is, like, Biggie and Tupac in my ear, like, I'm about to whoop some ass on this, you know what I'm saying? And it was in my steps walking to the bus, and they was just like, here she come, and I just be laughing because I never thought I was going to be that woman where it said, here she come, everybody run.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, it was you.
It's me.
That's a sign of being a good parent, though.
But I hear those songs, like when I'm about to discipline, I hear those songs.
Straight?
In my head.
What you be hearing, like Hail Mary? I mean, what you be hearing? That's around the corner. What you be hearing, Juicy? Well, all right, we're going to take another break. Matter of fact, this one right here goes out to all the OGs. We're going to check out that new Boosie Cafe music coming up here in just a little bit. But this is Dr. Dre. I got some independent artists coming up for you guys in just a little bit, too. But for now, we're going to do it like this.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Yeah.
Rip shit up. Give me the microphone so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low, death maker, so we're crazy. Death Row is a label that's paid, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. It's like that and like this and like that, Anna. It's like this and like that and like this, Anna. Drake creeped to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. But I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. On that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
Where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, and your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win and the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
I don't care what you say. If your mama was saying that word for word, she'll beat your ass no matter how old you is. We're going to get right back to it right after this.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right. Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubba gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some smack in the mouth bubble gum. That's right, smack in the mouth bubble gum. Now available at the Quick Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts three for a dollar, but that's six on EDD.
Yeah, yeah, it's K-Serious here, and you are now locked in with DJ E Monster. Serious, serious.
That's me, that's me.
New upcomer, Wusha Music, Karma Campaign.
Bitch, you ain't my tempo. Cause I'm out here on this grind. I'm putting in time, I'm talking tempo. And ain't stopping feeling even after I'm popping like a pimple. When I do the game like Windows, it's a rap, silver tempo. Is it true or is he fibbing? No cap, nigga, tempo. Cause Tim may make the melody and serious at the tempo. Like, and I be chasing them checks till I'm gone. Till I'm gone. Getting this check and quite like sex with it, come close. And except when mama call me on the phone. The money keep me comfort, tell a nigga, make it home.
K-Cyrus, that one right there goes out from me to my little homie, the big homie, DJ Prime Time. Big shout out to you, big homie, because I know you out there fulfilling your destiny. So I, Monstrous Radio Comic Cafe, as we bring it back, as we bring it back. Let's see, before we get into some more conversation, do we have some who's bumping who and who's getting fat over there, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle?
Absolutely. You want me okay. just to give you an overview, or are we going into them?
Let's see. How many topics we got for tonight? We got a
lot. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 5, 6.
Okay. How about we do this? How about we set up the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. We'll jump into one topic, do our conversation, Pete, take a break, and then come back and do the rest of the entertainment news. Because we are a little early.
All right. Okay.
But we need to. Okay. Mm-hmm. What we got?
Okay. We got somebody about to jump the broom.
Oh,
we
shit.
Got somebody cussing the fan out. We
oh,
got
damn.
Somebody wounded.
Oh.
We got somebody not respecting their elders.
I'm just going to mind my business.
We got a back out, please. Back out. Back the hell out. We got a mental health concern. And we got a bitch, sit your ass down.
Well, damn, okay, I can't wait on that one. Okay, sit your ass down. Okay, we're going to save that one because, yeah, that one sounds a little juicy. I'm going to let you choose the lead because all of them sound pretty juicy. So, I mean, which one you want to lead with?
I kind of, you know, when I looked for Who's Bumper Who today, it was more or less ones that we can, you know, really help folks, you know, give them if they was on our couch. So I'm going to start with not respecting the elders.
Good one. Okay. Okay. Let's get to it.
Okay. So, I don't know if you guys know that Lazy Bone has a problem with amigos. He says you show zero respect to your elders. Lazy Bone getting to the root of his beef with amigos after the upstarts declared themselves the biggest group in the world to ever exist. Lazy's issue, amigos lack respect. Lazy jumped on TMZ Live to set the record straight. Offset and the rest of the Migos are talented, but anointing themselves the biggest group ever ignores the path by the OGs. Offset made his declaration earlier this week, which triggered Lazy to fire back and say Outkast, NWA, and the Beastie Boys can arguably lay claim to the title. But Bones, Thug, and Harmony is right up there with them. Lazy says Offset and the Amigos need to learn the word homage.
Okay.
That's so here we go. Yes. Well, okay. They've been going back and forth, them two on Twitter. I can't find where they start at, so I'm going to search it, and then I'm going to put it on the Monstar page where the beef actually started, because they've been going back and forth at each other. That was just a little snippet that TMZ gave us.
Right, okay. Well, yeah, that beef about the greatest group of all time, that's been going for a while. You know what I mean? Ever since they first said it, he's come out, you know what I mean, Bone just came out and expressed itself on that many, many a times about who's the greatest. You dig? So now, when you look at it today, you might as well say Jacquees for the Migos. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not going to debate who's the greatest and who's all this, who's all that. But I think in the music business, it's almost like football. A lot of y'all like to say, yeah, it's nice to have a humble guy, so on and so forth, but football and music is a very competitive business. You're always going to have somebody sitting on the sideline telling you how you're not great enough, get off the field, and somebody else should be on the field. Their homeboy or themselves, whatever, whatever. So you have to build up this confidence of, I am the greatest, I am the greatest, I am the greatest. You know what I mean? So I think that's really where a lot of that stuff comes from. I think truly in their heart, they know what's up. They know what's up. They're not the greatest, but they want to strive to become. So they try to speak it into existence, things like that. So, but that's really kind of an old beef with them. Now, I thought I seen another beef that Bone had said. I thought he mentioned Amigos in it, but I'm not for sure. So I don't want to put the two together. But he started talking about some things about that's going on in hip hop today, just period, about how a lot of people are fulfilling this, he said, a page out of the Willie Lynch book about how they pit the light skin against the black, the dark skins, the rich against the poor, and all these other type of things, and people are just feeding into it. You know what I mean? I didn't get to see the whole entire thing. My phone died in the middle of it, You know what I mean? So I didn't get the chance to find the whole thing. You know how it is trying to find some shit you don't see on your book or your social media. Trying to thumb back and find this shit. Good luck with that. You know what I mean? So I can't give you all the details, but I did see him say some stuff about that. So I wonder if they're connected or not. But yeah, I seen that earlier. So that's another little who's bumping who, who's getting fat. I want to know exactly where Bone was going at with that. Because he was making some damn good points. I just didn't get to see it all.
Yeah, so. And I think they've been, I think what has been happening on Facebook, they've been like splicing it. And so no one is showing the whole interview and where the interview came from, because I saw that too. And I was like, gonna send it. But then the whole thing, it was just like people's comments. And so I was like, I'm gonna look for that again, because he was saying some things, you know. And then it brought him right back to this issue with the Migos again. Because they forget, you know, you, when you're rapping from back in the day, you are like putting your lyrics like to someone who was back in the day, or, you know, you're idolizing someone, and then you change it up, but you can tell that that's kind of like your monotone or your tone, or that's your sound that you got from somebody else. So I don't, it's almost like with football or basketball, you know, with my MJ, everybody's like, I want to dunk like MJ, or I want to throw like, you know, Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. So everyone had someone to pave the way before them, to pave the way before them, to pave the way before them. So if you want to say you're the greatest, you got to go back to where it originated and where it started. You ain't, you know what I'm saying? You're just the offset of them, which is a good thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to feel like you're the greatest? Just be who you are and then enjoy it. Because there's going to be another kid that's going to look up at you that's going to say the same thing. And then he's going to take your place. And then you're going to be sitting there talking about, I'll pay homage to me. So be careful. Be humble when it comes, you know, to talking about who's the greatest and, you know, all the slavery talk and how everything wants to always evolve right back to slavery and the slavery mentality and whatever it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately.
Right, right. But I think sometimes us too, as the consumer, meaning the people that pay attention to the media and respond, I think sometimes we got to be humble too. It is. Sometimes we got to be humble too. Stop taking everything that somebody says so serious, whether the media puts a big swoop on it or not. If they feel they're the greatest, they feel they're the greatest. Don't act like Jacquees was the first one to say it within his genre. Don't act like the Migos was the first one to say they was the hottest group. Shit, hell, Kobe used to be like he greater than Jordan. They tried to put up, say, LeBron's greatest of all time now. You know what I mean? It's just talk.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I think us as people, we got to just fall back a little bit. It is, because I'm going to be honest. I know I'm probably going to catch some slack for it. Don't judge me. Pray for me now. But I think one of the greatest things that happened for R&B right now, some of y'all are like, oh, he going to go there. Yes, I'm going to go there, is Jacquees right now. If nothing, he's the king right now of R&B
promotion. Oh, my God,
promotion.
He's horrible. Come on. How is that?
But hold on. I did not say he was the king of R&B now. I said R&B promotion. Because he done brought hell of attention to the R&B scene, period, globally.
Marketing. I would say he's the R&B king for marketing.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I said.
He
I
marketed.
Didn't say nothing else.
Oh, I don't even know who he is. So that's a good thing, because he put himself on the map. Because I was like, who? And I know you played him a lot, but I'm just still like, who?
Right. Yep. I even seen.
Yeah, but
Go ahead.
It made people talk, though. It has, like, and constantly, this is an ongoing thing, which is helping the R&B, because for a minute R&B was getting pushed underneath the rug, and, you know, rap was taking over. Now R&B's right back at the forefront of, okay, who's gonna say they the best next? Or who's coming from old school.
Right. Well, honestly, I mean, y'all can disagree or agree with me. I don't think rap had anything to do with the downfall of R&B. I think anything, at one point, rap was helping sustain it, to take it down into levels with the urban community where they wasn't really trying to hear R&B, but say like people like Ja Rule, people like that, that use R&B within their music. You know what I mean? Some R&B people will tell you this right here, and it, this is kind of off of a conversation during an interview that I was in on with Tyrese Gibson. And he's saying there's powers that be that's trying to destroy R&B. That's why you see like certain people, I forgot the lady's name, but they try to put them on Front Street to act like they're the number one R&B, whether they be from Britain or somewhere else. You dig? So if you notice, R&B isn't really played like it used to be, except for here on some Wet, Wet Wednesday, all R&B music. I'm just saying, whether it's panty droppers or dancers, we all R&B on Wednesday night. But, you know, and that's part of the reason why, because we were talking about it, and he said this, they really cut down on the places where you can hear some true R&B. It's not mm-hmm. like it used to be. So, you know what I mean? That's our right. way of combating and try to give back.
Yeah, and it helps that you have, like, some good upcoming artists like her and Ella May and Daniel Caesar and all those coming up. It helps on the weekend. It helps because they're bringing a new sound connected to the old sound that is lovely, and they're actually singing. You know, we don't hear this auto-tune, you know, stuff. They're actually singing, which brings it back to what we grew up on. And so we can respect mm-hmm. what they're doing and how they're bringing R&B back with grace to me. You know, it ain't raunchy. It ain't – and they have a message now. You know, some of them do. Some of them, you know, don't. And even Taylor Swift mm-hmm. and all them guys, they're coming back, you know, with a different message. Ariana Grande and all them. So it's like I can respect what they're popping, you know, a little bit of both. But I can respect where they're trying to go, you know, take music to their generation, which is pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Well, it's about time for a breather because, shit, we should be doing the who's bumping who's getting fat, but we told you we'll take a breather, but you know how it be. It's live radio. Ain't no script around here. We get to talking and we be talking. All right, looks like we got Jay Dirty over here, so let's go ahead and run through our breather, come back, see what he's got going on after we do the rest of our who's bumping, who's getting fat. So check it out. Like I said, I was going to bring y'all some of this new Boosie Badass. This unbelievable says she didn't even know Boosie even had a blues album out. Did you know he had an actual blues album? I'm not talking about no auto-tune and all that other stuff. I'm talking about some old school.
Oh, you said blues. Oh,
yeah,
Jesus,
blues.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you said blue record. My bad that the CD was blue. Oh, Lord. Forgive me, y'all. Pray for me. It's been a long day. I thought you were saying the record was blue. My bad. Yes, I did know that he had a blues record out. He mentioned it when he was on a talk show. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Ooh, girl.
Well, all right. Well, check it out. This right here is one of his tracks. It's called I'm On My Way. So if you're into the blues or you just want to woosah, some blues is a great place to start. So check it out. Boosie Badass, Monsters Radio. Some of y'all ain't never heard this before. Ooh-wee. Online radio with the Roar. You can also find more about us at monsterusradio.com.
On my way to Mississippi, I love Mississippi. Well, everybody love me lightweight. Everybody love me. Mississippi. On my way to Alabama, had to stop in Louisiana to get the right hot sauce with my chicken. Woo, woo. Tomorrow is Milwaukee,
tomorrow is Milwaukee,
where the girls ain't talking. Out there in Kentucky, where all the fine white girls love. On the way to cut the food.
one.
It never rains in Southern California. How it looks from the airplane. So sitting there on my way. So let no mile in the day. Even lay him hit the hay. I'm on my way to the flame. Dallas, Texas, know my name. They favorite thing was my flame. Need to go and pay a bill. But I can't get out of Houston. On my way.
Promise you, girl.
On my way. On my way. On my way. Won't be long now. I'm on my way. On my way to Mississippi. To Mississippi. On my way to Mississippi. Everybody love me like whiskey. On my way to Alabama. Love Alabama. Had to stop in Louisiana to get the right hot sauce with my chicken.
Krispy Kreme.
I'm on my way.
Blue stuff.
I'm on my way. On my way,
get it too.
On my way, be long.
Monsters Radio, Comic Cafe, Boosie Badass.
On my way,
yes. From an album called Boosie Cafe, or Boosie Blues Cafe, right here on Monsters Radio, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes. So, all right, let me see. Let's get into the rest of our Who's Fucking Who and Who's Getting Fat, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. And then we're going to go over here and check in with our line right quick. So, all right, what else we got over here that we're dealing with tonight, Mama? Tonight.
All right. Travis Scott says Kylie Jenner the coolest pledges he'll propose in a fire way. A Boss Up interview. Sorry. Previously reported, Travis Scott is closing out the first run of his Astro World tour with the Big Bang this weekend and covering Rolling Stone's new issue where he gets more personal than ever, letting readers in on details about his life growing up in Houston, Texas, as well as family life and Kylie Jenner and their daughter Stormy. He talks at length about how becoming a father has made issues like climate change more important to him, and note that he's not allowing his daughter to watch TV so that she'll keep up habits like kids of yesteryear who prefer to play outside. He also reveals that he has every intention to marry Kylie soon. We both believe in God, he says, and so when she told me she was pregnant, we felt like this is something special and kids are something we kind of talked about when we were getting busy. He describes their bond as rock solid. The speed of their courtship notwithstanding, at first, Scott says, we were just two kids fucking around. Maybe like the first week you didn't know it's a real thing or a fling. Then the second week you're like, whoa, I like her. She's responding, I'm responding. Mm-hmm. We ain't run out of things to say. And I got to the point where I was like, I need her with me to operate. She's that one, he adds. We'll get married soon. I just got to sturdy up. I got to get the proposal in a fire way. Travis Scott also talked some length about how Kylie isn't anything like what people expect her to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. It's good to hear. It's good to hear a young man recognize he got something strong in front of him, and he realized he better get it together and go for it. You know what I mean? Because, shit, nowadays, everybody chasing some hot pussy. Implants and all kinds of other things. I'm just saying, I may not be right, but I'm just saying, that's what it seems to be today. Everybody chasing freakiness and not chasing wholesomeness and solidness like it used to be. I'm not saying everybody. I'm just saying that seems to be what's out there, because probably everybody that's solid and all that other stuff is probably in the house married, raising children or something on lockdown because somebody else realized what they had. We was just the fools to still be out here not realizing, or we might have just fucked up and hooked up with the wrong one and realized it late. But yeah, but it's good to hear that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people think, especially even though that Offset stuff did not go in his favor, I'm still glad to see that too. Because it's letting ladies know that every man ain't out here just on some old fuckery. Yeah, sometimes we mess up. Y'all mess up too now. Y'all mess up too. But you know, at least he has the kindness or the love in his heart to try to show the world that he cares. You know what I mean? Compared to if he would just didn't do nothing, just laid back like, hey, it is what it is. A bitch is a bitch. You dig? And then just not giving men a good rap in today's age. In today's age, we need all the boots we can get, every plus one we can get. So, all right, I'm going to let that one be because we're going to run out of time. Me running my mouth about that one. All right, what else we got?
I just like the part where he said, I need her with me to operate. For him at that young age to realize how strong, you know, to operate, that's serious. You know what, you know, she's the key to him operating daily. And when you find that woman like that, you need to, you know, keep her and treat her right. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's a way of saying that's my queen. You know, if she's got my back, and I like how he says that's how he operates. Like, so if you know that you got a woman that's helping you operate, don't shut out. Man, tell her to crank that mug up. You know, use what she can give you. You know, so that's what's up. I like that. But
right,
here we
right.
go.
Okay.
Blake Griffin cusses out fan teammates, hold him back. So Blake Griffin, to list of pro athletes going after hecklers. Here we go again this year because the 6'10", 250-pound monster just walked up on a fan in Minnesota and things got heated. It went down Wednesday night in overtime of the Pistons versus the Timberwolves game when Blake heard someone from courtside and walked over to confront the fan. Unclear exactly what the fan said to Griffin, but he got super pissed and told the guy, "What the fuck did you say to me?" Blake never physically touched the heckler. Thanks to teammates Pachulia, he held him back. But you can see Griffin is super heated. The fan was ejected from the game, and he waved to the crowd on the way out. Griffin was not disciplined during the game, but could face a fine. Athletes/fans confrontation have reached almost epic levels in pro sports this year when guys like Marcus Peters, Patrick Beverly, Kevin Durant all had run-ins in the past few weeks.
Right. See, I was going to say that. They say, one year in Minnesota, just not too long ago playing a game. I just want to say to the world out there right now, to everybody, before y'all go in on my man, I just want, not my man, you know, he played for Detroit. I'm a Wolves fan. Fuck what you heard. But I do want to say you can't blame him, though, for being uptight at a game in Minnesota. If you've never been to Minnesota, there is no cold like the cold in Minnesota. I'm telling you, fellas, you will go outside and your nuts will draw the fuck up and it will cause pressure and you will be uptight until your ass leaves this state if you're not from here. I'm just saying. So that's probably what happened. He probably came off the bus, got a little tight down there. Yeah, it froze up, didn't thaw out throughout the game. And the fan got a little outrageous, and he took it a little personal. You dig? I'm just saying. And the motherfuckers dropped at the wrong time. That's probably what happened. But for his sake, he better be glad the old fan ain't there no more that used to beat on the floor. All you Timberwolves fans, you know what I'm talking about. Remember that dude used to be right there on front court, mat, on the floor with the paper? You'd be like, what the fuck is he doing? Just nah, and screaming shit. Did you ever go to a Timberwolves game back in the day?
Yes.
Did you ever see that guy? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
He said, no. Boy, he used to be there. I think they banned his ass. But yeah,
no.
This dude used to always be on the court front, and he would always bang on the floor with a paper or something. Yeah, and yell at the players.
Oh, wow.
I think they come to find out he was supposed to be there as a distraction.
But, you know, back in the day, that was something that they looked for. Because I remember Charles Barkley, like, he egged on the hecklers. That just made him play better, because I know that they were, like, hiring hecklers to make folks play better now, because the hecklers are so disrespectful, though. Like, they take it to another level of, you know, respecting the person and not stopping and just not, you know, doing it in a way that's, you know, distracting. They just get just, personal with it. They say crazy stuff like, bitch ass nigga, get off the set. They say something like, bitch ass nigga, get off the court. Excuse me, who you calling a bitch ass nigga? What? Because before they used to be like, you can't play. Oh, you missed that free throw. Oh, you suck. Now they just epic proportions of disrespect. I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute. Who are you talking to?
Right. Well, we should go ahead over here and open up the lines. I'm just going to say on that one, see, that's that punk ass syndrome right there sometimes. Some people can play with it in fun and games. Boo, you suck. Whatever, whatever. Make fun of their name, whatever, whatever. But some of them motherfuckers be going too far. And
too
this
far.
Ain't like something new. This ain't nothing. Check out Meet a Peace. Dude had to change his whole name because he's attacking the whole stadium and shit. Get in the crowd.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, some of the people that go too far, that's that punk ass syndrome. Because he'd be like, oh, security going to get him. He ain't going to do nothing to me. When I wake up, I'm going to sue his ass. That type of bullshit. But let's go over here and check in with the lines right quick before it take too long. I think this is Jay Dirty. Is that you, bruh? Comic Cafe.
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Ain't shit. Ain't shit.
So, all right. So you got something you want to vent about tonight?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I'm just calling in to support. You know, I'm listening to y'all talk about these topics and all. Shit, I'm just here.
Mhm. Okay. Well, hold on, right quick.
As far as that last topic, though.
Go ahead.
My bad, brother. Just real on that last topic, though, which I was just talking about. What these NBA players need to be doing, though, on some real G shit, is they need to hire a couple of people to sit in the audience, right? Just freelance shit, though, and have these motherfuckers peep the scene out, though. As soon as the motherfuckers start talking that goddamn shit, just all you gotta do is just sit there and look up in the crowd, give a nod to your people, though. Yeah. Meet him out in the parking lot, bust his knees up with a Louisville slugger, and leave his ass out there to sit there till the ambulance get there. You dig what I'm saying? That's what them NBA players need to be doing. Some gangster shit. Just hire a few motherfuckers to sit in the crowd, follow the motherfucking shit talkers out there to the parking lot, bust him in the knees with a Louisville, and leave him sitting there till somebody call the ambulance for him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I swear I do.
Wow.
Yeah. Real shit, though. Are these motherfuckers that disrespectful? Shit. It ain't nothing to pay somebody $1,000. You pay three motherfuckers like $2,000 to sit up there in the crowd all night. Man, bust somebody in the knees, man. Come on. Get somebody from the neighborhood.
But you know what? The sad thing is that's something you could do, but 9 times out of 10, something's always going to go wrong. Somebody's not going to follow the scripted plan.
No, see, that's why you don't fuck with ignorant-ass people that got a big criminal record. When you fuck with people that got a big criminal record, that means the motherfuckers literally don't know how to not get caught. You got to fuck with motherfuckers that been doing crime for a long damn time and ain't done got caught yet. Or if they did get caught, they was able to get out that motherfucker without ratting. You need to find people like that, though. You dig what I'm saying? Don't find motherfuckers that's in and out of jail their whole life. Don't do that. Them motherfuckers ain't smart like that. You need to find some real gangster motherfuckers that is very classy. You dig what I'm saying? Think with their brains and shit, though. You know, because back in the old days, you know, gangsters actually thought about shit, though. They actually thought and planned shit out. Nowadays, they just act on emotion. Back in the day, they actually used to sit down and actually make a plan up, and they would have followed suit with the plan. You know, find some motherfuckers like that that would actually plan shit out, because they don't want to go to jail as much as you don't want to go to jail. So, shit, if they get caught, you get caught. Everybody got to be on the same page.
Now, I'm not condoning what you're saying at all in any way. And this is a great way to say all the comments are those of those speaking and may not necessarily reflect Monsters Radio. But I'm saying, hey, let's actually jump off a couple of times. Motherfuckers be real respectful watching the game from that point on. Get it? Now, I'm not saying you always got to put your hands on somebody, because sometimes all you need is a couple of vennies. No disrespect, no racial stereotypes, but I think where I'm coming, okay, we're going to say send a Vinny, a Pookie, and Steve That's what we're going to say. Just to stand next to the dude. Like, say it again.
That's Steve, though.
Say it one more time. It is, and it might straighten some shit out. I'm just saying, but yeah. One person
word travels fast, man.
Shit. Right. That's
word
what I'm
saying. Word travels fast. Somebody needs to get busted
time.
Up. After about four times when somebody needs to get busted up in the parking lot, motherfuckers will start saying, look, now we better not be talking shit at these games because clearly these motherfuckers got somebody up in the audience watching us. I don't want to get my knees busted. About four times after that shit happened, motherfuckers will quit. They'll stop that shit up.
Right.
Imagine if at least two or three damn NBA players on each team did that shit every game. It wouldn't be no hecklers in that crowd.
Right.
No, it'd be police officers. Forget that, it'd be police
some
officers.
Them too. Throw some black stalkers on
their
face.
Let me see what's going.
Hey, throw some black stockings on your face. Get them in a dark corner of the parking lot. Beat their knees into shit. Just all you gotta do is call the station, call the gym right there. Report a little crime out there in the parking lot. Had them motherfuckers come out there be running.
Come
shit, who? Ambush them. Over with. Bust them up. Leave them there in the dark. Get on their radio and call the ambulance for them. Though tell them don't do that shit no more.
We've been checking with the next call. Stick with us, Jay Daddy, but you're about to have us all in jail. 773-663 Comic Cafe. Hello.
Yeah, he just called for the gangster nigga. I'm ready to burst some niggas' knees. What's
Good Lord.
See that? Somebody want to make some money. You see that shit? It's a smart brother right there. 10x9,
M.O.D.T. a T. Chad. Yeah, I will be busting these all night long. I have the motherfucking the Dusty Ragamuffin van, goddammit. Put the ass under the stairs after this shit, you did?
Dutch.
Okay, what's good, Barnon? The M.O.D.T. What's going on with you tonight, bro?
Man,
you got something to
vent
about?
Man, I'm venting about all these goofy-ass bitches that been in my inbox asking me for money. Bitch, you see all the change? You see the trip? There ain't no money coming to you, ho.
Hold on, bitches are messaging people for money nowadays? Really?
Man, these bitches, goddamn it, I tell the bitch to call my phone. This bitch said he texted me talking about, could you pay my bill? Oh, bitch, oh, you just said you was gonna pay my bill. Nah, bitch, you the wrong nigga. But I will pay you.
Oh, my God.
And hit you upside your motherfucking head, you dumb bitch.
Hey,
you need
I'm
to hire you a
lie.
Big sister, brother. You need to hire you a big sister to go around and every bitch that do that, tell her to go find them.
Man, I got too many hoes, man, so. It's going to be a lot of motherfuckers getting beat up, bro.
That's not good, brother, man. That's a big headache, man. Got to be careful.
Man,
I will be.
Hey, look, man. I'm single. I got no kids. I'm a horse. I'm in my horse phase.
Did you say you are a
horse?
Oh, he's a whore.
Yeah, he's
I am a whore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
He
didn't say
whore.
And my black
whore.
And my black
whore.
Boys, you whore.
Okay.
You whore.
He and his Thought Nation stage. Okay, Thought Nation. What state you represent?
You see,
Thought Nation?
Miss Unbelievable, a dick can't get busted wide open, Miss Unbelievable. A pussy can. So, see, men can be hoes. As long as we use a rubber like you did, we don't want to catch nothing funky out here. But, yeah, pussy get busted open,
yeah.
The dick stay the same.
Well, you know, diseases run all around, so it don't matter.
Man.
The hoe ain't got, Thought Nation is a dope.
The disease is everywhere, man. That's why you got to be prepared and always safe.
I mean, a hoe's a hoe's a hoe.
Hey, I'm a good hoe. I make sure my whole activity is on top of my hoodie. They call me hoe to talk. On Thursday, on day, on Sunday, they call me hoe to talk.
Hey, hold it down. Ho.
I'm jumping to your motherfucking I'm coming down, Timmy, and some motherfucking thumbs, and I'm going to stop talking about it.
Hold it down there.
What am I
going to
do? I think.
Off the top, I think
that's holding
we all just gonna have to judge for him. We just gonna have to pray for him. Don't judge him. that's about all I got.
And I'm only a little bit drunk right now. Right now, I'm gonna sprinkle me some magic mushrooms on my salad right here, and I'm gonna eat that, and I'm gonna be seeing all kind of good things.
Oh Lord.
In a minute. It's going to be a psychedelic trip, baby.
Yeah, you've been drinking, because I ain't never heard nobody put no shrooms on salad.
You nigga, I'm putting mushrooms on everything. If these motherfuckers magic, I'm putting them on everything. Nigga.
That's some white people shit.
I
don't come out some magic mushrooms.
Beard.
That's some white boy shit. That's white
man,
people
shit. Man, it ain't no such thing
that
as no black
me.
Or white shit, man. This shit is everybody's shit. Everybody do drugs. I like drugs.
I don't try to smoke weed, but it get me stick. I just be stuck. I look like I ain't know what I like a robot or something. Ain't got no batteries.
Well, all you gotta do is go sit down with your man, eat Monster. You know what I'm saying? He gonna show you how to motherfucker smoke right and smoke tight.
Nah, I don't want to learn how to smoke. I want to learn how to stay conscious so I can make money. I don't want to learn how to be stuck all day.
Oh,
I can't do that.
He don't be stuck. That nigga be moving around like holy clean.
Hold
it,
please.
What? Damn, E. All right, now. Go ahead, you. Hey. Hey.
The frosty is your feet dangling from underneath that damn bus. Hey. Your throat underneath the bus. There.
Everybody relax.
That nigga's going to have a blunt hanging out his mouth with a paintbrush in one hand and talking about Picasso paint. Monsters Radio.
Not the prank bus. Everybody relax. Everybody goddamn relax. This motherfucker just said the prank bus, E. Everybody relax. Painting and smoking. Goddamn it. Everybody relax. That shit was hilarious. That shit was hilarious. Everybody relax. That shit was hilarious.
Oh, shit. Oh, my goodness. I forgot what else we was going to talk about. Okay.
Well, I'm retarded. My bad. I ain't mean to get on here and turn your shit to the short bus special, brother. My bad. I'm a little bit retarded on time, though. I can't help it. And your brother helped me out a lot on the phone, you know, so my bad about that. I'm short bus shouting sometimes. I can't help it. I'm sorry about that. It's the way I was raised up.
Short bus shorty in the building, baby. We all short. I got my motherfucking head on my knee, goddamn, and I'm so short. Slow than a motherfucker.
He said the head on the knee. That fucker smoked dope. Hey, brother, that shit's hilarious. Everybody relax, though. Everybody relax. That shit was hilarious, though. Everybody relax. That shit was hilarious. Relax, everybody. That shit was funny as a motherfucker. Oh, shit. That was funny as a motherfucker, brother. Everybody relax. That bitch said head on the knee. Damn.
Right. Ooh, these magic mushrooms taste good.
Whoa. Put the magic mushrooms down. Just say no. Just say
got
no.
Mushroom
homo.
Sandwich over
just
there.
Just say yes. No.
Say
no.
Yes and give me more.
Hey.
Drugs and feed me now.
E, what the fuck happened, bro? Everybody relax. E, what's happening?
I
don't know. Everybody
we
relax.
Get up out of here. We about to get up out of here.
He's enjoying himself. He's enjoying himself. Hey, y'all can't take his joy of ho-ho and eating away.
I'm going to need you to relax.
This is what
you're doing, bro. I encourage this kind of behavior. Yes, go ahead on,
okay.
Ho-ho. Make it rain with your magical mushrooms.
You know what I'm saying? Just let the holy keys out. Just get a little monstrous.
Is that the one out?
Everybody
relax. Is that the one out?
The holy keys. The holy keys. Just call me the holy keys.
I heard part of that, and I thought it was, what happened? The who now? Let the who out the bag?
I don't know. We're going to play as much of this as we can on our way up out of here. Y'all have a good night. Tomorrow,
yeah,
Friday Night Live. Tune in. We'll get your ass ready for the weekend. Get in. This live shit, I'm telling you, we need scripts around here. Ain't no telling what the hell can happen. Monsters Radio Live. I love all of y'all.
Thank y'all for listening. Wow.
You ain't squad squad. We got 40 set up, tell your body a pop pop. You ain't gang gang. You ain't squad squad. We got 40 set up, tell your body a pop pop. You ain't gang gang. You ain't squad squad. We got 40 set up, tell your body a pop pop. I hang with GDs and put your baby mama my side hip. I'm riding around and I'm thumping down and I'm riding around in your whip. My shorty slipping them packs. They say he's bringing me rap. I'm fly as fuck and I'm Gucci down, but I'm still rocking L Max. I'm side town like Bump J, V Dub, my nigga, and Ferry. Go deal, my nigga, for real. You ain't got to question my status. Inside town, we got levels. That's why I stay with that metal. As big male, love potency. Them normal boys, some rebels. I stay posted up in the streets if you really want to find me. I post figures, no thumb. And Angelo's my G. I don't never have no beat. I buy none up in these streets. When the bullets fly, I don't duck and hide. I'm running up with that heat. And you out of see hate, cause I do the things you can't. I'm rocking shows, doing videos, and fucking hoes that you ain't. I know you living a lie, cause your money game like mine. I'm business station, I'm flipping weight, and I'm breaking bread with my guys. None. You ain't gang, gang. You ain't squad, squad. We got 40 setters, tell your body a pop, pop. You ain't gang, gang.